Moncrief on News Talk.
Additional prices to avoid the middle seat. Would you pay them and is it worth it? Tell us more. Owen Corey, editor of Travel Extra, joins us. Owen, how are you today? Owen, I have to give this to you straight now. I'm one of those who does everything he humanly can to avoid giving the airline extra cash. I feel they kind of, they drag you in with these fares that are undoubtedly fantastic. But by the time you've taken a bag with you or sat beside someone that you love, you've given them an awful lot more money. Is this all part of that world?
Part of that world is very hard to get through one page, two page, three pages, four pages without buying travel insurance you didn't want or getting a text message to your phone for an extra 175. They have little tripwires, traps. It's like going round the Grand National course in Aintree. And at one stage it was worse. There used to be 17 different attempts to strangle some money out of you by Ryanair. The consumer people have protested this all the time, and it's now down to three or four. Travel insurance is still something you have to opt out of.
Yeah, it's very annoying, very frustrating, and you think you've gotten a great price, and then by the time you've actually finished the whole booking process, you're not sure where you stand at all.
And somebody always... Seats is key to it, because they say, oh, you can check in now. Oh, no, you can't. You can only check in if you pay extra for a seat. And with 48 hours to go, you can get your randomly allocated seat. Sometimes that's a little bit of pressure because people are abroad and there's a lot of things happening. And when it comes to the check-in process, which is essential with Ryanair, you can't even think about going on a flight without having checked in online. Even if all the new regulations come through at the end of next year, that they're not allowed to insist you have it in your phone app, which they are at the moment, you will still have to have checked in online. And it's a bit of a drama. You can't get an allocated seat until 48 hours to go.
Yeah, that's right. Scam Maximus. So this middle seat thing, what's this all about?
Middle seat is the one that nobody likes. And the random allocation can land you in a middle seat and or an aisle seat and sometimes a window seat. The random allocation is really people who haven't bought their seats, which is a goodly number of any flight. They start allocating and the computer allocates them. They allocate in a very peculiar order. They tend to give away the cheapest seats first, but not always. And it goes like row 33 is the one that everybody sort of doesn't want. And it goes through the back, but it doesn't actually allocate middle aisle or window. It doesn't discriminate. You can randomly land with a middle. You then get a little message saying, want to avoid the middle seat? That's for you, Tom, specifically for you. They thought that up and they offered to do it for a fee.
Right. But has that changed now? Are they offering different things? There's this thing called the relaxed row, which a US carrier is introducing. That sounds very different to what we're used to, isn't it?
They will call it different things. Okay, here's how it works. There are basically three different categories. There's the extra legroom. That's what they like to charge for. It's the one at what they call the bulkhead, usually the emergency exit, wide bodies. You get loads of space. The downside of it is you usually end up with a family with screaming children because they tend to end up there if they've small babies. The next is the front. People like to get off early, and that's what they charge a little bit extra for. And then there's basically the rest. To give an example of what you're paying for it, Ryanair will charge between €8 and nearly €40, €36 at 50 for the extra legroom. Then the front seats, they're between €7.50 and €22.50. The standard, €4.50, and it can be up to €20 on some of the Canaries flights. And that's what you're paying for. And then they do have the option, if you're on that cheapest fare, of just waiting and getting a randomly allocated seat at the end. But you have three categories. And in long haul, and in the US carriers, where this had started, I mean, Ryanair didn't start this, It can get even more. And the extra legroom, for instance, on Aer Lingus transatlantic flights, it can be very, very high. You can be paying over 100 euro, can be paying 130 euro for exits rows with the maximum comfort on some of the transatlantics. So really, let's face it, the airline has offered, tempted you in. They know that once you've just seen that really cheap fare and you start clicking, they have won the customer. It's then somebody's job, and the computer is very good at this because they know the patterns of behavior, that they will try and shake you down for a few extra bob, and seats is just one of that.
Yeah, it's, if you're sitting in row 33, they really don't like you. That's the bottom line of this. I mean,
it's nothing personal. It's just that, and funnily enough, when you check in with 48 hours to go and you go early, you say, I'm going to get the better seat. Sometimes you don't. Quite often you get to 33s and the next one they fill is 20, the next one is 19, the next one is 22. But very often you get those, 48 hours to go. And the ones that are last in the sort of in the order in which they fill the random, it depends on how many are unsold, by the way, like the 7654321 and then a 17 and 16 are the last ones to go if they haven't been sold. Very often, though, with those allocations, and this is a little bit of the complication, is that the window and the aisle will be gone from those. There's also the family issue. Ryanair will charge one parent and then give the children traveling with the parent the seats beside them free of charge. That's a thing that won't change. That won't change. It'll actually get better. They won't be charging the parent at the end of next year.
If you travel with me, you'll see my wife sitting with the children and me sitting in row 33. That's just the way it's going to be.
There's a few secrets. There's a few secrets. There's Ryanair have a new larger aircraft that has landed. That you're sometimes lucky to sit. And if you get 29F on the new 737, you get a complete empty space in front of you. Effectively, got no seat in front of you. Keep an eye on that.
I'll do my best for that. Owen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Tom.
Thank you very much indeed. Editor of Travel Extra.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.